The babes thought this was hilarious, falling about, chortling and giggling at the twin hogs' antics, forgetting their previous woeful mood. After eating more mushrooms and drinking cold water, they began to doze off. Tura blew a soft sigh of relief.
Thank the seasons for that. Let's hope they don't kick off again soon.
Mira settled her back against the wall, eyes half closed.
Think we could chance a rest here. It seems fairly safe. What do you think, Mace?
Tura let her bushy tail curl over her face.
I don't think we're being followed just yet. Besides, we'd hear the vermin splashing through the water, and that'd give us warning enough. Ah, well, wonder how much further we've got to go before we go to here.
Jiddle nodded up the passage.
Do you want me and Jinty to go and take a look?
Mither opened one eye.
If you really want to, but go carefully. And if you find anything interesting, then come straight back here and tell us.
Jiddle broke off some dead roots, binding them together with root strands. He beat the end of the bundle with a stone. This caused the dead wood to bush and feather out. The resourceful young hog lit it from the lantern flame, making a stout and useful torch. He and his sister walked off down the tunnel, surrounded by a small halo of light. It diminished, then disappeared as they rounded the bend. Mida settled back to rest, commenting,
"Those two are getting pretty valuable to have around."
Tura sighed wearily.
"Please don't talk to me. Can't you see I'm asleep? You'd better rest while you can, mate."
The Sable Queen was in a dangerous mood, which did not bode well for her minions. Valea sent out a messenger, recalling all ravages from their woodland camp, deciding they could better serve her at Althea. Zwilt had no say in the matter now that there was a rift between the two. He took command of the guards who were trying to break through into the escape tunnel. Knowing Valea was watching his every move, the tall Sable drove the guards harshly.
"You there, fool! Are you leaning on that rock or trying to move it? Put some energy into it or you'll feel my blade. Come on, the rest of you idlers, shift this rubbish. I'm growing old standing here waiting on you."
Derva, having the Sable Queen's protection, scorns Wilt mercilessly, watching him shake with rage.
"I thought a big, strong beast like you could move that rock yourself, Lord. Or don't you want to get your paws dirty with a bit of honest work?"
Swilt moved suddenly. Pushing a guard aside, he lifted a big chunk of rock. He tossed it backward, pretending not to notice when the wizened rat had to leap aside to avoid being struck. Derva bared her snaggled fangs.
"You did that on purpose."
Swilt bowed mockingly.
"Forgive me. I did not see you there."